is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The Syrian government has collapsed as rebels staged a lightning-fast offensive and seized control of the capital. The BBC's Lise Doucette is following from Doha.
This is an extraordinary, historic moment. It is a moment of celebration for many Syrians who suffered terribly at the hands of President Assad's forces, but it is also a moment fraught with risk and uncertainty.
She says that uncertainty has brought nearby leaders together to discuss what comes next.
Iran, Turkey, Arab foreign ministers flew in for emergency talks here to Doha. A neighboring state, Jordan, Iraq, are very worried about the sudden rise of an Islamist group in Damascus.
Meanwhile, the rebel leader in Syria is trying to calm concerns.
Mohammed al-Jalani issued a statement saying that Damascus has been liberated. He's trying to send reassuring messages. He's urging his fighters to respect the people, not to go into government institutions.
It took less than 2 weeks to overthrow the Assad regime. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has announced another aid package to Ukraine.
America and our friends have become the arsenal of Ukrainian democracy. The United States has delivered two Patriot batteries, 24 HIMARS rocket systems, thousands of armored vehicles, and millions of rounds of artillery ammunition. And I'm proud to announce today the commitment of a new Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative package worth nearly $1 billion.
This latest aid package comes from funds previously approved by Congress. Secretary Austin spoke at the Reagan National Defense Forum. World leaders gathered in Paris for the formal reopening of the Notre Dame Cathedral. CBS's Elaine Cobb was there.
It was a moving ceremony and one full of symbolism. It began with the Archbishop of Paris knocking on the huge wooden doors of the cathedral, prompting them to open once again. The bells rang out for the first time since the fire, and the Archbishop called on the organ to reawaken as notes, hesitant at first, swelled and filled the cathedral.
As consumers hit the shopping malls for Christmas, a new trend is emerging, tipping retail workers.
A new study by Lightspeed Commerce says 69% of shoppers say they're willing to tip retail workers for better service.
That figure soars to 89% when it's Gen Z.
That's Lightspeed CEO Dax DeSilva.
There is a lot of consumer empathy and appreciation for the folks that work in retail, especially during a busy holiday season where there's less days and so on.
It might be just 5 to 10%, but experts in buying habits warn retail tipping could alienate consumers who feel nickel and dimed.
That's Brad Gibson with that report. And this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
This holiday season, visit Boot Barn for top quality gifts that pay tribute to the lasting heritage of the West. From handcrafted cowboy boots and American-made felt hats to leather jackets, our in-store experts will help guide you as you shop, assisting with boot fitting and providing complimentary hat shaping. This holiday, share a piece of the American spirit. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
The ultimate treat for fans of the Rocky movies is underway in Philadelphia. CBS's Allison Keyes reports.
This is the weekend, Rocky fans, as Philly holds its first ever Rocky Fest. The city is celebrating 48 years since the debut of the film franchise, telling the story of the Italian Stallion. There's a Rocky-themed bus tour of that jog Rocky takes through the city in the movies. There are cool date night locations, and there was even a Rocky and Adrian look-alike contest at that ice rink where they had their first date. Sylvester Stallone donated his beloved Rocky statue to the Philadelphia Museum of Art, saying it represents everything the film stands for, resilience, heart, and the unbreakable bond between Rocky and the people of Philadelphia. The festival runs through December 8th. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
December 8th, that is today, so you better get there. No dilly-dallying. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies for today as a south wind develops 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs in the mid-40s. Clouds roll in tonight. Showers developing after midnight. South winds will continue and low temperatures in the lower 40s.
It's 42 at our studios.
if you want me. Oh, twice on the pipe. If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll meet me in the hallway. Twice on the pipe.
From Radio Park to Reef Point Marina, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Reflections of the way life used to be.
listen, and children, listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be.
WRJN. You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Before a new Democratic governor takes office in January and it loses its supermajority, the GOP-controlled North Carolina legislature used a hurricane relief bill to strip power from the governor and attorney general. The draconian changes hinge on a pending veto override vote in the state house. The bare-knuckle bill was short on hurricane relief and long on keeping power out of the hands of Democrats. Earlier this year, a 2023 bill attempting to strip the power of the governor to appoint county election boards was struck down by the state's Court of Appeals. Now, Senate Bill 382 tries to remove that power by shifting it to the incoming state auditor, a Republican. In his veto message, current Governor Roy Cooper called the bill a sham and unconstitutional, and Democrats have declared it an outrageous power grab. The bill also includes a proposed constitutional amendment requiring voter ID for mail-in ballots and bans the attorney general from opposing the legislature in court. The state Senate voted December 2nd to override Cooper's veto, and the House vote is pending. North Carolina Newsline reports that it's unclear whether Republicans have the vote in the House to override, with three House GOP lawmakers unhappy with the inadequate hurricane relief funding, having voted against the original bill. We have the text of the bill and great local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Game.
skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping and you, a brown eyed girl. So slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. Just to sing, sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la
la la di da, la di da. You have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown eyed girl.
WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. But how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
See walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me,
Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should walking in these spooky old woods alone.
Better to love you with. Let's
last night as I got home about a half past ten. There was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Once I roam to work nights to try to build a good life. All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, we'll be right back.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare.
But it's no good to buy.